This is DJ Frederick. We're digging into the world of cassettes, 8-tracks, and vinyl records. From the past century of recorded sound, the Radio Thrift Shop is open for musical exploration. This is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. The Thrift Shop is a home for cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. And we're undergoing renovations. I'm in the process of making a few changes to the program, so please bear with me as I experiment a little bit with the format. Working on making the show more fun and functional. On occasion here at the Thrift Shop, I do a themed show, and we're going to start off at least with a theme to the program. We're going to hear songs that are related to trees. And the first couple of sets is specifically songs with willow in the title. I know, just when you thought the Thrift Shop couldn't get any more obscure.
Yeah. ashes green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream, lovely summer's dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned. Leave my heart a-breaking. Shadows fall. Bend, oh willow, and weep for me.
Chad and Jeremy with Willow, Weep for Me from 1964. And we started off with Alton Ellis and Willow Tree. Today on the Thrift Shop, we're starting out with tree-themed music. And we're in the middle of a set about willows. Go figure.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. When we think of where the United States is in terms of rights, most people think of the first Bill of Rights, which enumerated such important items as the right to free speech, the right to vote, the right to privacy, etc. But a little under 70 years ago, a second Bill of Rights was being considered that would have greatly added to our ability to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This second Bill of Rights was a list of rights proposed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in his State of the Union address on January 11, 1944. Roosevelt suggested that the nation had come to recognize the, quote, political rights, unquote, guaranteed by the Constitution, but that the Bill of Rights had, quote, proved inadequate to assure us equality in the pursuit of happiness, unquote. Roosevelt's remedy was to declare a, quote, economic Bill of Rights, or a second Bill of Rights.
We have come to a clearer realization of the fact, however, that true individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence. Necessitous men are not free men. People who are hungry, people who are out of a job, are the stuff of which dictatorships are made. In our day, these economic truths have become accepted as self-evident. We have accepted, so to speak, a second Bill of Rights, under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station or race or creed.
In our next Hidden History, tune in for a detailed analysis of the Second Bill of Rights. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Baby, you so I took a peek. I watched her play and I watched her sing. Little Latin's gasping now by the willow, willow wind. I heard her name, I heard her name. Sweet song, singing came. Oh, willow, willow wind. What is her name?
a Willow-themed set here at the Radio Thrift Shop. That was The Fruit Machine with a tune called Willow Tree. Before that, Bonnie Guitar and Leave the Weeping to the Willow Tree. The Nomads before that with Willow Wind. And we started off with a band called Willow Green in a tune, Fields of Peppermint. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday evening here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. We're digging into musical delights from the past century of recorded sound.
Oh, I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes. She says hi. I stumble to the breakfast table. The kids have gone off to school. Goodbye. She reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says, I look across her smiling lips that warms my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, and all I've got to say, oh, God didn't make a little green apples and it don't rain. In the summertime, there's no such as Dr. Zoo, Disneyland, Mother Goose's no nursery rhyme. God didn't make a little green apples and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. But when I see her face aglow, ooh, it eases my mind. Loving me, and all I've got to say, oh, God didn't make a little green apple when it don't rain, and in an apple in a summertime. But there's no such as Dr. Zoo, Disneyland, Mother Goose, and those nurses.
Yeah.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The Himalayan mountains climb miles high, forming a towering fence line across Asia. But they also plunge miles deep, buried at the bottom of the Bay of Bengal, off the eastern coast of India. The underwater portion of the Himalayas forms the Bengal Fan, a roughly cone-shaped bed of sediments that extends far into the Indian Ocean. It's about 2,000 miles long, 600 miles wide, and up to 10 miles thick. It's the largest submarine fan in the world. The Himalayas began forming about 40 million to 50 million years ago, when two of the plates that form Earth's crust began smashing together. The boundary region was pushed upward, making the mountains, a process that continues today. As the mountains formed, rains began eroding them away. The bits of rock traveled to the Bay of Bengal through rivers and streams. Once in the bay, they traveled far out to sea through underwater canyons. Researchers have found that the amount of sediments took a major jump about 23 million years ago. That may be when the Indian monsoon season developed. The extra rainfall increased the rate of erosion, so more of the mountains were drained away into the ocean. Today, the Ganges and Brahmaputra rivers dump about a billion tons of Himalayan sediments into the Bay of Bengal every year. All of that sediment isn't necessarily very stable, though. A recent study said that big underwater landslides in the Bengal Fan could cause major tsunamis, ocean disasters triggered by the world's tallest mountains. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
I stopped by today near a place that I knew a long, long time, where nothing but a sad old beech tree grew. Long, 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 long time. Beech tree, sad as sang. Beech tree, old and dying. Beech tree, friend of mine. Beech tree, beech tree. There ain't nobody left to hear the beech tree cry.
Nick Stevens with Beech Tree, and before that, Bloodstone with their version of Little Green Apples here on the Radio Thrift Shop, where we're celebrating shortwave, AM, FM, and community radio, broadcasting like it's 1969, working on a tree-themed show here this week.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Although seldom talked about today, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt called for a second Bill of Rights, or Economic Bill of Rights, during the State of the Union address on January 11, 1944. In the speech, he called for six specific rights that should be guaranteed by the Constitution. These included employment with a living wage, freedom from unfair competition and monopolies, housing, medical care, education, and Social Security. Give a listen.
We have accepted, so to speak, a second Bill of Rights, under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station or race or creed. Among these are the right to a useful and remunerated job in the industry, or shops, or farms, or mines of the nation. The right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation. The right of farmers to raise and sell their products at a return which will give them and their families a decent living. The right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad. The right of every family to a decent home, the right to adequate medical care, and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health, the right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age and sickness and accident and unemployment. Finally, the right to a good education. All of these rights spell security. And after this war is won, we must be prepared to move forward in the implementation of these rights.
This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Forever. something like a bird with in her sang. All I know, she sang a little while and then threw on. Tell me all that you know, I'll show you snow and rain. When you hear that same sweet song again, so sweet as passing by. Laugh in the sunshine, sing, cry in the dark, fly through the night. Thank you. bird within her sang. All I know, she sang a little while and then flew on. Tell me all that you know, I'll show you snow and rain. If you hear that same sweet song again, you know why. Anyone who sings to so sweet is passing by.
Grateful Dead with Bird Song. Birds are related to trees, right? They perch in trees. And okay. Bruce Coburn before that, If a Tree Falls in the Forest, Will Anybody Hear? Well, this is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening. I hope the show has been eclectic and interesting at the same time. I'll be back next week here on WSCS every Saturday evening between 10 p.m. and midnight. So remember, wherever you are and whenever you're listening, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.